At the 2017 WKF Series A event in Salzburg, Austria, Grace Lau of Hong Kong and the current Tokyo Olympic female kata bronze medalist faced Iwamoto Emily of Japan in the quarterfinals, and she won that match 5-0. In the semifinals, she faced the then current world champion Shimizu Kyo and won that match 5-0. In the final round, she faced Ono Hikaru, who is now the current Japanese national champion, and won that match 4-1. Consecutively, she beat the top three Japanese female kata athletes to win the gold medal at the Salzburg Series A event in 2017. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Michael Hagen, Chief Instructor here at Apex Karate Performance, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in for another Thursday Thoughts episode. Today I want to talk about how we think about our opponents. And I started off my intro to this episode talking about Grace Lau of Hong Kong and how at the 2017 Series A event, she beat consecutively the top three Japanese national athletes who are still the top three athletes in Japan at this time. And to me, this highlights how everyone is beatable. There is no person that is not, that we can't beat. And I want to relay another story here real quick, and not as it relates to karate though. In 2016 at the Rio, Brazil Summer Olympics, Singapore athlete Joseph Schooling won the 100 meter butterfly finals in swimming, and this was the first gold medal for Singapore ever. To get this gold medal, he beat Olympic swimming legend Michael Phelps. And the reason, and I remember seeing this when I was watching the Olympics, and what struck me was there was a picture from him, or that he showed a picture of when he took a picture with Michael Phelps in 2008, just prior to the Olympics, when the US team was training in Singapore prior to going to Beijing for the Olympic Games. And he commented how Michael Phelps had always been one of his inspirations and helped propel him and motivate him into his swimming. And then 8 years later, at 21 years old, he bested his idol in the pool. And the reason I bring this up is because oftentimes I hear athletes, even my own athletes and other athletes, say things like that they want to be like so-and-so, they want to be like Kuna, or they want to be the next Damian Quintero, or the next person like this, or the next that, or they want to be like that, this other person. And I believe that this is the wrong mental attitude to have. It's the wrong approach to how we visualize or conceptualize our opponents. However, it's very easy to do, especially in today's world where we have social media and Instagram and Facebook, and many of the high-level athletes are posting on a regular basis, if not daily. They're posting pictures of their kata training or their kumite training or their physical training, and it's easy to see how they are training and what they're going and to be involved in what's going on. In 2019, there was a Series A, WKF Series A event in Montreal, and three people that I know went and competed, two of my athletes and one of my other very good friends. And when we returned, when everybody returned, I was not able to go because of a work commitment. But when everybody returned, we had an after-action sit down where we talked about the event and we talked about what happened and everything. And some of my athletes who were in their teens, late teens, and finishing up high school at the time, kept talking about how it was so amazing to see these people or that people, or to be able to warm up or train next to whatever athletes from whatever different country's national team. And even then, I cautioned them about idolizing your opponent. We don't want to set our opponents on a pedestal, because when we do that, we are automatically mentally handicapping ourselves. We are creating a situation in our mind to where that person is better than us. And it's harder to overcome the mental aspects of that than it is the physical aspects. Right now, Kyu Nadio of Japan is the favorite. He's the, I believe, two-time world champion, multiple-time Asian continental champion, Olympic gold medalist. And he's won the All Japan Championships 9 times in a row. I believe it's 9 times. But before him, in an earlier time, when I was competing, Abe Ryoki of Japan, also a world champion, won the JKF All Japan Championships 8 times in a row. And what happened on his 9th time? He lost. And so I bring that up because everybody is beatable. I've just given 3 examples of how high-level athletes have been beaten. Olympic medalists, world champions, everyone can be beaten. And when we approach our training and when we approach competitions, we want absolutely to respect our opponent, respect their technique and their abilities. And it's a rule of warfare that we don't underestimate them. And so we want to have that healthy respect for them as an athlete and both as their technique, but we don't want to idolize them. We want to have the feeling that we want to make them be the next us. If I was competing, I would approach it that I want so-and-so to want to be the next Michael. That's how the level of our mental aspect that we need to have. We need to have that mental strength, that mental fortitude to be able to propel ourselves forward and make them want to be us. Recently, I heard the current U.S. national team head coach, Brody Burns, say the comment, and they were talking about watching videos. And he said one thing that this similar topic came up. And he said that one thing, especially for junior athletes, is very difficult, is because they watch videos as fans. They're a fan of the sport and they're a fan of their hero. You know, Damian Quintero, Kyu Nadio, whoever it is, Sandra Sanchez. And then that becomes a mental hurdle that they have to overcome. And so this is kind of what I want to leave you with today, is don't idolize your opponents, your fellow competitors. Don't place them on pedestals. Have a healthy respect for them as fellow competitors, as well as for their technique and their abilities. But if we want to win, we have to have the belief that we can beat them, because we can. So I'm going to leave you with that today. So go get to work, and we'll see you out there.